We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit
MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers.
Since 1947.
The WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris. So, man, you have been fighting this opioid addiction problem in Rutherford County quite some time. Let's start out with that and kind of bring us up to date on what's happening today in Rutherford County.
It's been a long battle. I mean, once I got elected, you know, I started a task force and we started attacking this and we focused on awareness and education and recovery. And I put together a good team, and then we went after the pharmaceutical companies, and we went after them as an individual in a class action suit, and we won $575,000 for the next 18 years. And then the state had won a big amount, and they give us, you know, somewhere close to $1 million a year. So since 2021, we have invested over $2.5 million in 18 different local organizations. We've hired more cops. We bought specialized equipment for them. And last week we bought a canine. So we are really gave back to the community, but they have been a big, big help to us. There's three things I'm proud of. In 2021, we had 140 deaths. In 2025, we had 65 deaths. That's a little over a 50% decrease in deaths. And Knoxville had 272 deaths. So we really are above the grade and above on all these other counties. And also our overdoses with fentanyl has decreased 53%. And another thing that we've done is we started off with an education program, a pilot program, and we had about 380 students, Scott. And it was so successful that now we are teaching that to 42,000 kids. In our school system. I'm really, really proud of that. And I'm really proud of my team. And I'm really proud of Rutherford County. So team effort. And we could have never done it without all that help.
And Craig, when you say 575,000 over 18 years, are you saying 575,000 per year, each year of those 18?
Yes.
So that's like what? Like $10 million something dollars?
Somewhere around that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we won that, and it's unrestricted, which means we can spend that on anything we want. But I had went to the county commission, and I allocated that money just for the opioid epidemic. It can't be touched because there are some scandals with some counties that were spending the money not on opioid and spending it in their general fund. So I made sure that didn't happen. The county commission made sure that didn't happen.
So that can be used and earmarked for everything from helping start a rehab program or get people into rehab to education and educational programs about the dangers surrounding this drug use.
Absolutely. You know, and it's what we want to focus on, again, is, you know, awareness, education, and recovery. One of the things I want to do is start helping people who have recovered from addiction to get their IDs back, like driver's license, and try to get back into the job market and try to find relationships with corporations that will help hire these people and give them back their dignity and give them back their productivity.
Have you come across and met with a lot of people who have struggled with this addiction through these pain pills and things along those lines?
Oh, absolutely. I've had many encounters and many times I have assisted and try to help these young men and women find a place for rehab and funded a lot of organizations that do it on a daily basis. And we got some really good people here. I mean, it is a team effort, and I know I get a lot of credit, but I could not have done this without my team and without Rutherford County and the organizations, the Sheriff's Department. And, you know, I'm excited. I mean, if you drop your deaths that much in 6 years, it's impressive. And that's what we're doing. And we're showing some progress.
That's amazing. And progress is what some counties are not able to show. And instead, some counties, especially in some of the more rural parts of Tennessee, they're actually seeing numbers increase.
Yeah, I mean, we had, if you watch the Donald Trump's State of the Union, he mentioned the drug problem. and it's rising. And so it's a testament to Rutherford County. I mean, think about it, Scott. 3.5 hours down the road, they're having 272 deaths a year in Knoxville. And though, yeah, they're a little bit bigger than us, but not so big that it's just the numbers are astounding to me.
And speaking of numbers, when we look at the size of Rutherford County today and the size that the population is forecasted to grow to over the next 20 to 30 years, our county is going to look totally different in the fairly near future.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why, you know, you get these great numbers, Scott, but man, the work's not done. The more people come in here, the more opportunity is for us to have crime. And yeah, great things can come. And I think strategic growth is absolutely what we had to do. But I also think, you know, when you grow the way we grow, there's also other problems that come in. And I think this is when we need to really bear down and start a trend where we are addressing this and not get complacent at all.
Yeah, you're definitely correct. And when we go to the UT Boyd Center for Research, they have projected that in year 2040, the population of Rutherford County is going to be over 511,000 residents. Are we anywhere close to being prepared for that?
As far as opioid addiction or like infrastructure?
Overall, you know, everything from infrastructure to just having the availability of land to build new neighborhoods on and the road system. I mean, there's a lot happening. And then we also hear, for example, the county mayor today, or not today, but he has talked about the idea of sewer system in the county as opposed to septic. Are we anywhere close to being prepared for that level of growth?
I don't believe that the sewer system is something that we can afford at this time. It's a very, very huge investment. Right now, we're looking at a huge investment in schools and a huge investment in a jail. So I think that would be down the road. And plus, we got Plan Rutherford, which is a decrease in density. So in some of the rural areas. So yes, we're going to grow. I think we'll grow more in the urban ring of the county. But they will have to increase their sewer. And I think they're working on that now, the city of Murfreesboro. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the idea of building a new jail over the next 5 years, that's one of those things that it sounds like we're going to have to do. And if we don't do, we're going to find ourselves in the position of some counties out there that were mandated by the federal government who actually came in and contracted the entire job, which costs these counties more.
Yeah, and you know, the thing, the jail definitely needs addressed. I don't necessarily think they come in and they're going to build a jail in 5 years. They're just simply saying, hey, you got to get a plan together and you got to start working on this. And we allocated $650,000 to give us all the numbers and all the options that we have to build a jail. I don't believe they're going to come in 5 years. I think that's not necessarily correct, but we have to start doing something. And that's really, I don't really like commenting on the jail until we get that report back so I know every single option of what we can do. But we do have to address it.
And then when you look at schools and the need for new schools, because we know this is an ongoing need to build new schools. In fact, it seems like each and every year the talk comes up of building a new school, adding on to some of the existing schools. That's another area within our county that we're going to have to see a lot of growth in, because we have seen the numbers of students increase pretty much every single year to now around 52,000 students in the county school system.
Yeah, and if you go by the Boyd Center's report, and it goes up to 511,000 people, I mean, that's 20% growth. And kids come here, but Scott, we got a really good school system. We have some really good teachers, and I'm really impressed with the school board and Jimmy Sullivan. But we had a decrease in students this year, and we're at the scene at Stewart's Creek. We have to build a high school, and we got to get that together. But that costs a lot of money. One of the things I want to do is build smaller schools. And I know people go, well, what does that mean? Well, a lot of times we build these big schools and they have empty classrooms, and then we got to get up to that point. Well, we could take off $40 million off these original builds, and we would save $3 million a year in interest payments. And we should be able to get 6 years before we need to get to that full enrollment of kids. And then we can reinvest that money of $40 million and build an addition to the school. And over a six-year period of time, Scott, we'd save $18 million.
Right now, when we do move forward with building new schools, are we using a bond service? Are we getting a loan to build the schools? Or how are we doing that today?
Bond. We would be getting a bond. And that's why it's so important that we have this AAA rating, because we get way better rates than most people would that don't have it. So that's why it's absolutely necessary for us to keep our AAA rating and be financially stable and be financially strong. And you'd be amazed how much money we save on that.
I believe it. And when we look at those interest rates, you know, when interest rates for homes go up, that means the bond interest rates too. They also go up, of course, nowhere near as much as the cost of housing. Like if it's a 7% loan for a house, chances are good those bonds are going to be around 4% or so. But it costs us more.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Beatty and our trustee, I mean, he invests the money. He's real aggressive on finding good interest rates. We made some money this year. We brought in some revenue that we're very conservative on what we project. But we really had done good on revenue coming in from our investments on our debt. I mean, on our money.
Another item of interest, the idea of having more county office space for the Rutherford County government. This is or seems to be an ongoing need. And one of the thoughts is to move forward with buying the old Bank of America building and totally restructuring it with totally new exterior and interior plans. Is that something that's going to help in the long run?
Well, it will help. We need to get the people out of Goldstein Building. Alan Farley and his staff desperately need some room, and we're wanting to move finance over there. I'm 50-50 on this. I think I like the building, the buy of the building, but the renovation of, you know, doubling it, the price because of renovation, concerns me greatly. So, and it's a 1972 building, so I'm a little, I think we could have found some places, but the inconvenience of not being on the square was a situation with a lot of the workers, and so we're trying to balance both.
Another item that we do hear talks about would be the idea of continuing to move forward with public safety in a bigger way that we haven't done before, but yet that idea has not really, I don't think it's captured all the audience of Rutherford County, if you would. And that being said, giving proper pay raises to those who are our first responders, like Rutherford County Fire and Rescue and the Sheriff's Office.
Well, we've given annual raises since I've been in office. And, you know, I got, with the help of the commissioners, Robert P. and Trey Gooch and Michael Smith, we were able to give them a 4% raise last year, mid-year. And then I believe they got another 2%, so that's like 6%. It's about paying for it. It's about not doing these emotional bills and transfer station and Bank of America. And I want to reinvest. First of all, I want to create more streams of revenue. And that's something that I'm good at as being a CEO. And that's what I said in the debate last night. We have to create new revenues because property tax is the main option. And I don't want to do that. But I think that we have some really good first responders. And I think if we had to work and keep them paid. I don't think we can be the highest paid. I don't think we can keep up with the city of Murfreesboro, but we can pay these guys and be over the median point.
And as far as giving raises and the raises that have been done in the past, are they across the board raises that all county employees have received? Or
I mean, that's not. And that's one of the things that I was very upset with when the mayor proposed to give a certain group of police officers a raise. And I said, you can't do that, man. We got to give it across the board to every employee. And some of the commissioners voted it down and gave a segment of the police officers a raise. Now, we needed to raise them, first entry police officers, but I just believe that if we're going to do one, we got to do all.
Another, I guess, concern is that what happens if the city of Murfreesboro starts their own ambulance service and then they no longer use the counties? Are we going to be in an upside down position?
Absolutely. I mean, we'd lose 60% of our business. We'd lose 60 or half of our workforce. So, yeah, I mean, that's a really big situation. We dealt with this in 2018, and we came out with agreement that we won't do that. And I don't know where Murfreesboro is on that. I mean, you hear talk on that all the time, but we've been able to work that out and keep the county in that capacity to do that. But, yes, it would be very detrimental to the EMS Rutherford County.
When we look at traffic throughout Rutherford County, you know, in years past, I know past Mayor Bill Ketron, he talked about the idea of a train service or some type of train service, maybe a light commuter rail that travels between Murfreesboro and Nashville. And then there are also ideas traveling between Chattanooga and Nashville. But is this anything that could actually grow legs and move forward with?
That's a very huge investment.
And it's massive.
Yeah, it's massive. And I don't think right now with the tax, with the revenue base that we have, that we would be able to do something like that. Of course, you would get grants and assistance, but you're still going to have to come up with a lot of millions of dollars. One of the things that I'm looking at is the new I-24 loop where, you know, it's a toll road.
Like the choice lanes.
Choice lane, and I like that. Let's bring it into Murfreesboro. And I think that's something that I'm very interested in and something that we might be able to do, but we got to look at it. We really need to see if it works with Smyrna and then get it stretched into Murfreesboro.
Again, we're talking with Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris this morning. Another subject that I know is likely on your mind and a lot of minds of commissioners and the county mayor as well, but ethics. We've heard a lot about ethics over the past 2 years and ethic complaints, some of which were very minor, some a little more serious, but we've heard a lot about ethics. You are part of that ethics committee.
In my opinion, ethics, transparency, accountability are central for a leader, and we should be held accountable for what we do. And I think right now there is so much dissension and division between the county commission and the mayor that we have a lot of problems, and it just gets worse. And I mean, you know, the mayor a couple weeks ago put out a press release saying that we broke state law, which that was absolutely false. And it's just stuff like that that just creates this ball of dissension. And as far as ethics go, you should be held at a higher standard. You're an elected official by the elected people, and you represent them. And if you don't have integrity, then they think you lied. And if you don't have transparency, they think you're hiding. And if you don't have accountability, then they think the rules don't apply to you. So you see where it is important, and you should have three, not one of them, not two of them, but all three. So, yeah, it's very important. Ethics is very important.
As we close out this morning, we only have a minute and 30 seconds left. But if we would close out on the topic of population, I know in year 2000, our population of Rutherford County was around 183,000 residents. And then you look at today, and today's population is closer to 400,000 residents. But that's how much we've grown since 2000.
Well, we're growing 700 people a month, so you can just imagine how that is. But we've grown it because we have a really good school system, we have low taxes, and we have low crime. So we're also 40 minutes from Nashville, which Nashville has got so ridiculous on their property tax and cost of living that the people are moving out, and they're going to Williamson County, and Williamson County is extremely high. And then going to Lebanon, and then they're coming here where the house price and average house price in Williamson County is, you know, $1.2 million, and ours is $430,000. So we're attracting a lot of that traffic from there, and I believe we're going to continue to grow, but we have got to invest in our infrastructure. If we don't invest in that, it's going to be chaos.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Again, with us this morning, Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris, and we are already out of time, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
This is a WGNS Action Line.
Talking with those who make the news the news.
Since 1947.
Your good neighbor station. This is a WGNS Action Line.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and online at WGNSradio.com.
Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Our prices are as good or better than the box stores. I don't think you'll do better by shopping online than you would by coming in. If you're into podcasting, we have starter kits that have everything you need to get started. The interface for your computer, microphone, headphones, you'll be online in no time. If you need a PA, you need lights, we've got all for rent. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless seas and sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15% or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop by any of our convenient South Central Bank locations today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.